90 years ago, a man named Harry Richard Landis enlisted in the U.S. Army.
I was only 18 years old, and I only served about 60 days. War was over not too long after that. Kaiser heard that I was there, so he quit.
Landis died in Florida on Monday. He was 108 years old. 108. We can't know for sure, but it is widely believed by people who try to keep track of such things that Mr. Landis's death leaves only one American veteran of that war left. That would be Frank Buckles of West Virginia, and he's reportedly doing well as can be expected at age 107. Photographer David DeYoung has made the veterans of the First World War a passion of his for years, and he joins us now from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tell us something about Mr. Landis, where you met him and how much he had to say.
Mr. Landis, I met down in his retirement complex near Tampa, and met him in March of last year. He talked about marching, he talked about the Spanish flu pandemic, talked about what his duties were.
The First World War, known to much of the world as the Great War, was from 1914 to 1918, so people to have been old enough for that war have to be of the age of people like Mr. Landis and also Mr. Buckles, who's still alive.
Yeah, Mr. Landis actually spanned three centuries. He was born in the late 1800s. But everything changes on a dime with this pursuit of these folks, and that's why we're trying to capture the rest of these stories so we can share them with the world so they can understand this great war.
Great, we should say here, was a measure of the size of the conflict. It's not to say that it was better than a good war.
Yeah, exactly right. A massive, massive scale. It was a transitionary war. You know, they were utilizing technology that we had in the Civil War, and it was a crossover between Civil War technology and World War II technology. You know, Frank Buckles drove an ambulance, but, you know, he dealt with horses and blimps, and this is the first time airplanes were used in war as well.
Did they enter with a sense of patriotic duty, a desire for adventure, to get off the farm? And what was the motivation for going off to war?
Yeah, literally get off the farm. Harry Landis was raised on a farm. Yeah, adventure, patriotism. It was a different spirit in the United States 90 years ago. And we've got a division now among, you know, about the conflict overseas. But 90 years ago, that division could have possibly been there, but it was not publicized. So it was much more unified in the war effort in both World War I and World War II. I've been documenting veterans for over a decade from the conflicts of the 20th century, and that's what I noticed in interviewing the veterans and spending thousands of hours talking with them, the transition of patriotism and how that impacts not only the outcome of the war, but the outcome of the individuals who fight in that war and how they deal with the effects of that war for the rest of their lives.
Well, David DeYoung, thank you very much for talking to us today. That's David DeYoung talking about World War I veteran Harry Richard Landis, who died in Florida Monday at age 108, and others. Landis is survived by his 99-year-old wife. Frank Buckles of Charlestown, West Virginia, is now the last known surviving U.S. veteran of the First World War.
So prepare, say a prayer, send the word to beware. We'll be older, we're coming home.